USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
President Biden says hate crimes against Asian Americans are skyrocketing. Biden in Atlanta yesterday to meet with Asian Americans after the mass shooting that killed 8 people, 6 of them Asian women. Biden says we need to speak up to stop hate.
That hate and violence often hide in plain sight. It's often met with silence. That's been true throughout our history. But that has to change. Because our silence is complicity.
To pass the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act. Biden also in Atlanta to mark a COVID milestone, 100 million vaccine doses administered since President Biden takes office in January. Biden Friday thanking the CDC.
You're saving lives, but you're changing the psyche of the country.
Meanwhile, former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort closing its dining room and restricting some guest services after some staff members come down with COVID. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. TrustedNewspaper.com.
With President Biden in Atlanta, State Department officials in Alaska meeting with Chinese officials, China accusing the U.S. of encouraging attacks on China, while the U.S. accuses China of grandstanding. Both sides accuse the other of violating human rights. The White House also following the border surge, an administration official saying this week they'll be more aggressive about telling Central and South Americans not to come to the U.S. illegally. The number of migrants caught trying to cross illegally last month, about 100,000, the highest in almost 2 years. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan telling Fox News Friday this should have been expected.
President Trump said 2 months ago before he left office, if you undo the policies we put in place, there will be, quote, a tidal wave of illegal immigrants coming to the border.
So the
How right he was.
Connecticut Democratic Senator Chris Murphy visiting the border Friday. He tweets he had to fight back tears watching a 13-year-old girl sobbing uncontrollably after being separated from her grandmother. He says that memory will be with him forever. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some Texas lawmakers want their state to sue the Biden administration over the border crisis. Here's Dan Naraki.
20 Texas lawmakers have sent a letter to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton calling on him to sue the Biden administration over the surge of illegal border crossings at the southern border. The letter sent earlier this week calls for a return of the public health protections, known as Title 42, that were enacted by the Trump administration. Under Title 42, anyone caught illegally crossing the border was turned away as a measure intended to curb the spread of coronavirus. Representative Pat Fallon is one of those lawmakers who signed on to the letter. He tells Newsmax TV that the White House is putting people at risk with their policy of dispersing migrants throughout the country without testing them for COVID.
Last month, there were over 100,000 people detained crossing the border illegally from Mexico. But we're not testing them for COVID. And then the federal government under Biden says, you know, it's a really good idea. Let's go ahead and send them, disperse them all over the country, untested. And then there's a new strain from Brazil, but apparently they're not following the science. It makes no sense whatsoever. They're just trying to appease their radical progressive leftist base at the expense of the American people.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau. I'm Dan Naraki.
The annual World Happiness Report out Friday. Finland named the happiest country in the world, followed by Denmark. The U.S. ranks 19th, down one spot from the 2020 report. Coming in last this year at number 149, Afghanistan. Finland also ranking first last year. The annual U.N. report looks at economics, life expectancy, and public sentiment to determine its rankings. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.